So this is the top end of town. This is the was the premier location to locate yourself. The sea is now spread very much to the northwest and west. So this is now not the only prime spot of the city, but there's a lot of great history here. We're standing behind this building, which is this beautiful curtain wall glass building, one of the first of its type, 100 Collins Street. It was designed for the just to be finished for the Olympic Games in 1956. I love this building because it's got such integrity. This would have been the bee's knees back in the day. And look at the lovely fluted glazing system on the outside, all aluminium, so it'll last for a very long time. And this was the new form of construction that the 50s, the mid-century change in architecture, developed because reinforced concrete was the new building material. If you look across the other side, it's a big brick building. So the outside skin of the building is holding the floors up. Here, the lift core, the concrete lift core, is holding the building up. And the outside skin just supports itself. It's not supporting the building. So this invention of reinforced concrete and steel came about after the war in the mid-50s. When materials were available and technology developed, and it born this type of building, which really you see a lot in America from the 50s, 60s and 70s, this curtain wall glass building. The other great one is the ICI House, which is up the top of Spring Street, which is a taller building, and that's another lovely curtain wall glass building. But I think this is an elegant, this heritage list is this building, so you can't touch the outside. The other one I want to talk about is across the road, which is its new neighbour, 101 Collins Street, 57-storey building, designed by Denton Corker Marshall. They made a lot of great buildings, that firm and still are. They did a lot of great buildings, including Governor Phillip Tower in Sydney. But who can tell me why those very expensive Harcourt stone columns at the front don't go up to the soffit? They don't actually reach up and touch the building. What the hell's going on with that? So it's a joke. It is a ploy and a frivolity. So that's a reference back to the classical architecture that surrounds this building. And they did that as a tongue-in-cheek ode to the history around the building. But it looks like a mistake, doesn't it? But that's the same granite that we were touching on the Swanston Street Bridge, the Princess Bridge, from Harcourt. Let's duck up to 80 Collins Street, which is just up in front of, up to the next corner, and we'll have a chat about that.